That's going to sound really weird.
Ben?
That's right, you are Ben. Speaking of Ben, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
Yeah.
That's our new open. I use whatever you say and then put it back towards us.
Speaking of horse shit.
Comes at you, we are.
Joe. Speaking of unhearable podcasts.
Aw.
Want to talk about your show?
I ain't got a show yet, bitch.
That's why it's unhearable. Motherfucker. Get on it.
You should get on it.
What should I do?
Record a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like that, though?
You know.
Best microphone you bought a while ago?
Yeah, you know.
It is a nice microphone. Sounds
good.
It's
still sitting in the box.
Nope. I've ran some test runs. I've actually recorded like two shows completely, and I was like, I don't like these. Let's get rid of them. I don't know what the fuck to do, man. Fuck you. Fuck you too, Joe.
Yeah. Fuck you, Joe.
I have to deal with it. I don't. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about today, fuckers?
Yeah. What are we talking about today, fuckers?
Good question, Joe.
Hit us. Dang. Ow, not that way, you prick. Why would you hit me?
Yeah.
Well, starting with you, I gave up halfway through. Come on, man.
This is Canadian. Good thing.
Good thing.
Oh, spoiler alert.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
By the way, the amount of toys they're releasing for Captain Marvel is mind-blowing. Or just merchandise in general.
Yeah, why not?
Like, there's so much of it. It's ridiculous. They have onesies, they have blankets. I mean, they have like every bit of merchandise you could possibly imagine. Including a doll that comes with a backpack that Goose can ride in.
Yeah.
You're gonna buy that, right?
What, the backpack a cat can ride in?
Yeah.
They make those already. Now, the spoiler that I was talking about is this. So they have these, this one looks really odd because she looks like she's cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed.
She looks like she's cross-eyed.
Yeah, I don't like that.
For show.
Yeah, she
but
really
the
does.
Spoiler thing is this right here. So you see Goose, right? Well, Goose is right there as well. But bound.
Yeah.
With cat cuffs and a little muzzle thing. Yeah.
Toys, bro.
I was like, okay. I guess they're going to do it. I guess you're going to find out that he was a prisoner. But they have all sorts of pops already. There's one with her on a motorcycle wearing sunglasses.
Dang.
Goose the cat has its own, by the way, on pop vinyl. I'm owning that shit for sure.
Yeah, you said you're on sunglasses.
He might at one point. Who knows?
Not me.
Can't hold a alien cat down. Pencil toppers. Man, all sorts of shit. People should have got those jackets when they came out last year at Comic-Con. Now you're missing out. Not that they're not going to release them again, but, you know, whatever. But yeah, to Joe's point, speaking of Captain Marvel, at least a new trailer.
Yeah, the first of three that we're getting this week.
Supposed to be. Supposed to get three trailers for Marvel movies.
I thought you were going to say for Captain Marvel. I was like, that's overkill as fuck.
Nah, there's like, nah, we're pumping this shit out.
Here's 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, we're going to release the movie in trailer form.
Oh, could you imagine the only way you could watch it? You have to like record them. Just
now when you go, you watch them, but it's all like 2 minutes. It's like, plays 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes.
The ads in between each one.
If you're lucky, it skips a couple ads. Yeah. You know?
If you're lucky, it's just a 15-second ad.
Yeah, that you can skip. Like, oh, skip.
But like every four, there's like a 2 minute.
Oh, I hate that shit so much.
It's always the same 2 minute ad, too.
Yeah. Hey, do you have migraines?
YouTube gets it right when it throws me movie trailers as ads.
Yeah, those,
like,
yeah.
I'll watch this movie trailer because I was probably going to look for that anyway.
Right.
Oh, you got done stole from. What's that?
It's
lip tattoos. Oh, Aquaphor for his lip tattoos?
Yeah,
for his lip tattoos.
So his lips look so red all the time.
So what do you think of the movie? You think it's going to be good?
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be action-packed for show.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. Speaking of toys, though, they ruined who Jude Law's playing.
Dumbledore.
Dang, how'd you know?
Disney's crossover. You are a wizard.
You are a wizard now, Captain Marvel.
You're a space wizard.
Doctor Strange is like, hey.
I'm supposed to be the only wizard. No, I'm space a wizard.
Space wizard.
Just because you in space doesn't make you a space wizard.
Ah, we talked about this.
No, yes, you talked about this.
If you're in space, it's whatever you are with space.
Space.
But what happens if it's not in space? Like, but it's on a planet somewhere.
Yeah, but it's not Earth.
But it's not Earth, so it's space.
Space.
Fair enough. But to everyone else, like, from that planet, isn't that just a chair for them?
No.
To us.
It's a space chair.
Space chair.
Yeah, but to them, though. Do they have to call it a space chair?
They call our stuff space stuff.
I'm sure it's
not a chair. Okay. What?
I'm sure it's not a chair in their language.
I mean, they look at us, and they're like, oh, space podcast.
Yep.
We're like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, might as well.
Fucking A, man.
Yeah, fuck it. Downloads are downloads, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
No, me.
No, me. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Heaven help us if we're first contact.
Oh. Man, they'll...
I think perfect. We'll do all right.
Perfect.
Mike, start with the lights. He's just like...
No, not... like, we love that movie!
And another...
Don't know the rest of this song.
Do you guys have this weird, like, almost, I'm trying to say how to word this, because it's not like I'm not excited about Captain Marvel, like I really want to see it, but I also feel like I just want to get to the next Avengers, like I almost don't care, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm going to be watching this movie and just seeing what her powers are and try to figure out how she's going to take Thanos out with those powers. Like, I feel like that's all this movie. Like, I'm not going to be really focused on the movie. I'm going to be focused on, all right, well, how does this help Avengers? It's kind of weird. It's weird that everything is built up to this Avengers movie, and they do part one, and then they do two other movies.
Yeah.
And then we get the conclusion of that story. I feel like it really should have been the next one. I feel like everything should have been laid out. And the next movie should have been Avengers 4, in my opinion.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
You don't care, though, huh?
Nope. Nope.
I just want to know.
You want conclusion.
Yeah, I want conclusion. Yeah. And I want a big, giant fight with everybody on one planet. God damn it. Yeah. Russo brothers.
Motherfuckers.
Do we know what the title for the next Avengers is yet?
Nope.
Any other rumors you believe?
Nope.
What about the next Star Wars movie?
I haven't heard shit for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard shit for that. But we're like, you know, a year away from that, so.
Yeah.
As soon as we're going to probably get anything is going to be closer to Comic-Con.
How far are we from Avengers 4?
It's beginning of May, so 5 months, essentially. 6 months, technically, if you want to count all December, since we're, you know, a whole 5 days in.
So the rumors, we're supposed to get an Avengers trailer soon, right?
Yeah, so the three trailers are supposed to release today. It's supposed to release one Monday, which was Captain Marvel. It is Captain Marvel.
And they did it.
They did it. Today, originally, was rumored to be the Avengers, but obviously that hasn't happened yet. And now it's looking, that's supposed to be Friday.
It's only 3/13.
It's true. But they were also saying that Spider-Man Far From Home teaser trailer is supposed to release this week. So, like, we'll probably get
that's weird.
That. Yeah, I don't know. It's a really weird thing in general. But I think they're doing it because of next Friday is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So I think they're trying to time that with it.
Buzz it up.
Yeah. Did you see the clip of the introduction of Spider-Ham, by the way?
No.
Yeah, he's an actual living cartoon.
Nice.
Like, he pulls out a hammer out of nowhere.
Hmm.
All right. I was like, okay, they're definitely Spider-Hamming this up. I love it. A lot. Looks hilarious. Like, hilarious. Anyhow. Captain Marvel looks dope. Oh, the new Men in Black movie got a title, by the way.
What is it?
Men in Black International. The title of the movie.
Okay.
So MIBI. Okay. Maybe. It's just the, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they, like, show them in the middle of the desert at one point. I was like, well, I guess that's technically international.
Yeah.
They're in a desert. We don't have deserts here like they do there, so it's got to be somewhere else. What else? What else happening? Mike, what else happening?
Right now?
Yeah, what's going on?
My world or in the podcast world?
Yeah, whatever.
How you doing in Spider-Man game?
31% complete.
How much were you last time?
As in last time we talked about it?
Yeah.
About 31% complete.
Which means he hasn't done shit.
Nah, man. I had time.
What about you? Have you finished it?
That's why I want to switch. Bro. Just so I can play dumb, like cool games, but like games I could just set down in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So it's an ordeal to get on TV and do shit.
I think I'm done with console stuff, man. I'm going to keep the Xbox and everything, but I think I'm not buying a lot of new stuff.
Until Anthem comes out. Huh? Division 2.
Well, you said he's keeping the Xbox.
I'll keep the Xbox. I think I'm getting rid of the PlayStation. Or not getting rid of it, but like throw it in another room or something.
Yeah.
Just pick it up.
But I think...
You're a Blu-ray player now.
you're a storage wizard.
For whenever I need to pull out physical media.
Except for he has an Xbox hooked up, so he has the Blu-ray anyways.
I just need another... I think I'm going to hook it up in the office... Or what might become a podcast studio someday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hook it up in there. But I need another TV. I'll figure it out.
All right, cool. All right. Cody? I know a place you can buy one.
What video games are you playing, Microsoft? Cody?
Destiny 2. And hopefully, fingers crossed, the Anthem closed alpha.
Probably.
When is that?
This weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah. Signed up for it. I don't know if I'll get it, but.
Yeah. Probably not.
We'll see what happens.
Was it a Microsoft thing or was
no? It's EA. Just did it. Yeah, as long as you have an EA account, which I had EA access before, so I had an account. So you have to just log into the community page and sign up. It was crashing like crazy.
Yeah,
like I'm sure it was like just because of activity and stuff. But
people
I was like
also trying to get in on the beta.
Yeah, no alpha, bro. It's like
alpha. Sorry.
It's like super super crazy. That game looks nuts, though.
How are you enjoying Destiny 2?
I like it a lot.
Black Armory?
Black Armory just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Really turning the community in bad ways against Bungie, though.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone's really excited about it because there's all these new games, this new game mode where it's like this three-person PvE like horde mode, essentially. And then like you use that. That's how you craft a bunch of the new weapons and shit, right? Cool, that sounds amazing. And it's like, there's three levels, it progressively gets harder. So, first wave, second wave, third wave, boss, right? Or, well, third wave is the boss wave. And so everyone's really excited about it. Like, oh, you know, like, it's going to be a cool way to, like, you know, really work to unlock weapons and blah, 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 right? Problem with it is, they didn't tell anybody this little caveat that it starts at a higher power level than what you start at. And it drops day one. So everyone jumped on with the intention of doing whatever mission you have to get into the forge to start it.
Uh-huh.
It says recommended power level. It's in the game. It says recommended power level is 610.
Wow.
Which 600 was the cap as of the release of Forsaken when it came out in September. And then so everyone's grinding with multiple characters, or for me, one character, to get to 600. And then we knew, like, last week when the new sandbox changes came out, which the new update came out, added a bunch of different things, like the new rework for Master Cores and all these blah, 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 right? Cool. Then we jump over to yesterday, Tuesday, the December 4th, the release of Black Armory, and they have this really elaborate calendar for the next, like, few months through the rest of the year two stuff. Essentially the first part of it, like, which talks about all the DLC, all the free content coming out, the fact that the power level jump is now available for everybody, no matter what, as long as you own Forsaken. Yep. You don't have to buy the DLC, the extra DLC, you just have to buy the expansion, all that fun stuff, right? So when we knew we were going to 650, the next one will jump us to to six, or yeah, so to jump us to 700, and then by the end of it will be 750, because every year when you jump 50 light points, right? So everyone's ready to go, thinking, oh, we're going to need to grind because the raid that's going to be released on Friday the 7th will be, like, you'll need to be the higher level cap, right? It'll either be right at 650 or probably like 630, 640. You get your mission for the Black Armory. You have to go do a bunch of stuff. You have to collect a bunch of stuff, kill a bunch of enemies in different ways. You build up this this weapon part, and then you basically use that and you forge a new weapon. And it's an all-new heavy machine gun called the Hammerhead. It looks fucking dope. It's a void gun. It's really cool because it looks like an MG36 from Rainbow Six Vegas 2 with the big double big barrel wheels, magazine. Magazines on them, right? I was like, yes, this thing's gonna be fucking rad. They showed in the trailer. I'm like, cool, that's the one they give everybody. It's legendary weapon, so it's not gonna take up an exotic slot.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, that's gonna be fucking dope, right? I'm excited. I did all of that. I grinded for it. I get there, and it's like, hey, we recommend you be 630. Huh? What?
Right.
But you said 610.
Yeah.
See, and then I was like, oh, cool. So I was like, all right, well, I know like a lot of these crazy Destiny YouTubers are probably like already doing shit, right? Yeah, it's so, the reason it says 630 because it literally goes wave one, 610 to 615.
Okay.
Wave two, 620 to 625.
Okay.
Wave three, boss wave, 630. And apparently you just go in there and you get fucking destroyed. Because you're super underpowered.
Uh-huh.
Because every enemy comes out at like 6:15 right away. And that's 15, like anywhere between, well, if you're just like, I'm 6:01 now if I put on like the better stuff because I barely got any really good drops or I haven't had a chance to do a whole lot of it because I was trying to do that thing because I was thinking I'm going to go in. I know it's going to, that they're going to, they told us all the new powerful enemy or weapon drops are going to jump you in light level. So I'm thinking, oh, I'll do the first forge, get that gun, it'll just jump my light level up and I'll do the rest of the grinding with it and get some other better stuff, right?
Yeah.
Nah, there's like, you can go fuck yourself. The grind is real. Like, there's like, they didn't make, they like, they dropped the first forge on day one. You're thinking, oh, that's gonna be the one we can use to grind in the forge to get all the stuff we like, the better guns. We can use better guns to do other stuff to get better armor and raise our light level. Nah, you have to, yeah. I was like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, it's bad enough you have to go and take down the bullet sponge enemies to even get the parts you need to start it, but then you have to, like, wait even longer really to go in there. Like, even, like, the best players out there, when they go in, they're struggling at, like, 6:04, 6:06, like, just to even try to get close to it.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are doing it, but it's like, they're taking forever, and they're, like, they're barely doing it, because there's a time limit you have to, like, do it in.
Oh.
So you have to like go in and you start it and there's these powerful enemies that come out that glow and you kill them, they drop the orbs you need to power up the forge, but when you kill them it also gives you time on it, right? Because it's a horde mode, it's got a limit, you can't just like go in there and like pick people off, you know?
Yeah.
They want you to run it. But like they're like high level players who like run through raids like they're fucking, you know, nothing, and they're just unloading on dudes and there's like they have to like coordinate their powers and like it's just it like crazy hard to do, and like the community is fucking furious. Because everyone's like, oh, this whole week is like from Tuesday to Friday is gonna be grind to get as high as you can, so that when the raid drops and the second forge drops on Friday the 7th, you'll be able to just, you'll go into it, it'll still be a challenge because it's a new raid,
right?
But now they're like, yeah, like it's a struggle for really good players to do the forge. And I'm like, oh, it's probably not the best thing. And you need the forge to unlock the other stuff that Ada 1 has as the vendor for the Black Armory to do other stuff. So you have to actually beat the forge, get the hammerhead, unlock it to be able to do her daily bounties and her weekly bounties to get the materials you need to do other forge activities.
So for even for the casual player,
yeah, you're fucked for the most
picking part. Picking up this DLC, you're pretty much fucked.
You have to have the DLC to obviously get, well, not to level, the power up, but.
But for this DLC, in order to get that.
Yeah, like that you really stuff, need that. You need that stuff. For
the season pass, this is now something that you own that.
Yeah.
Some people might even be, like, put off by.
Yeah, and it's so difficult. Yeah, it's so crazy.
Now, granted, as they would open up the light level, it'd probably get easier if they keep it at that.
Yeah, because those ones will never go higher than what they are. So the, that first forge will always be 330, like max 330, like needed to be there. That's like it even says like recommended 630, and I was like, but you just gave me this right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's day one. I couldn't get to, like, if you would have given me the light level increase last Tuesday instead of this Tuesday, I'd have been, like, on my way. Like, I would have been 610, 612, somewhere around there. I'd have been, like, okay, I'll go in there and I'll struggle, right? But now it's like, if I went in there, I was, like, they would, like, literally, like, kick dust at me. I would just, you know what I mean? Like, they'd land, superhero land, and the rubble would hit me and I would die.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, well, this is... And yeah, people are fucking furious.
Yeah, so you'll have to stay out of there just to grind in other places.
And, like, that's not even, like, a weak grind. That's, like, a... You have to do a bunch of shit grind. Like, that's, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, rough. I was like, well, that's fun. Fucking shitty. And if you're below 550, like you are, Joe, right? Like, because you're not... Have you played since we played?
Lame
no.
ass.
Okay. I haven't. So you will have a you will have an easier time getting to 550 then I will be getting to 650.
Yeah.
Because they've now the difference is for me I will have opportunities to get more drops because I have the DLC and I'm a veteran player. You will have a better chance because you're going to get more prime ingram drops, which will easily so right now it's going to start jump once you get to level 50 and you start increasing your light level, every priming gram you're going to have is going to jump, is going to be somewhere between 13 and 20 light levels higher. So you'll jump quite a bit, and you'll get more of them because you're below 550. So you will have, I think they said it's like three or four times as many priming gram drops, so you'll be able to jump, and that grind won't be as much.
Okay.
But once you get to like the above 550, it's going to fucking crawl. And especially being a casual player like you are. I mean, I'm considered a casual player, and I play a lot.
Yeah.
Considered like most people. But like I don't play like some of my friends do, who have like multiple 600-level characters, which is madness, because like how do you live your life other than that on Destiny? Yeah. If you were like a professional streamer, I get it. That's your job. But these are people who like actually have a job, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm like,
how? Why don't you stream?
It's way too much work.
Why?
Because you have to be on it all the time. Like you have to be accessible for people to watch like all the
You're
time.
Off this week.
Okay, let me just jump right in.
That's true.
Yeah.
I
mean, no better time to start than right now, motherfucker.
Fuck you guys. I'm gonna do it. Get out. but like you know, hey man, don't be doing that loud. Yeah, it's just like I don't know. So like it's cool because I watch that and like there's other cool stuff like. Destiny, after the big release like last year and they did the major update, it really changed the way the game plays and how it feels. It's really like way different than what like Mike was used to and like even Joe was used to before.
There's definitely aspects that I hate about it because they changed it.
And it wouldn't affect me too much.
Yeah, you'll know.
You probably wouldn't affect too much, but there were little things for me that were just like annoying because the way I went into it expecting it to be like the challenges like you left me because you had to go do something you're like just to go do the challenges on the planets and I was like oh okay well you were calling them bounties and but like
yeah
challenges to
yeah there's the challenge yeah there's challenges
and you told me that the flashpoint was on Titan so I hop on Titan and I'm like okay in Destiny pre-Forsaken update you brought up your ghost, and it listed challenges right there for that planet.
Yeah.
And it's nothing there for me. And I'm like, why the fuck is nothing there for me? Like, what the fuck is... And then I realized, no, I have to go talk to what's-her-name there.
Yeah.
Then collect the bounties. Okay, so I go there and I collect the bounties, and I pull up my ghost, and I'm like... They're still not showing. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, they changed the stupid shit. The user interface. It wasn't until
I talked to a friend at work the next day, Matt, and he's like, yeah, you have to track those. And I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah. So it used to be when you went to a planet, and Mike may remember this, may not.
Yeah.
When you went to a planet, when you first landed that day, Ikora would have challenges that you have to complete every day on each of the social places, right? Now, they're called bounties. They're daily bounties, so they reset every day. It's like normal. But you have to pick them up from that planet's vendor. And so when you go, you pay Glimmer form, which is another weird thing. Like, they're not just given to you. And to be honest,
if you don't have Max Glimmer by now, I didn't even realize I had Max Glimmer.
Yeah. It used to be 99,999. Now it's actually just 100,000.
Yeah.
But so now you go and you buy them. It's penance for, I mean, you're going to get that. You're going to be maxed out at the end of the doing whatever. And they give you the challenges. Challenges can be anywhere from like killing enemies with grenades or multi kills with whatever, right? Killing people with solar and blah, 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 right? So that's fine. That's no big deal. And I actually kind of like it that way, but like it doesn't really matter to me. But they made it more of a planetary thing versus like Ikora thing. But really, the only reason you're doing the bounties, because not because you need planetary currency, because I have so much is stupid. Because you use those to upgrade your weapons and things like that and your armor. But I have like 900 of like every single planetary one. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
But you need 20 bounties of any type in a week to get Ikora's powerful engram drop.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really the only reason you're doing bounties. Unless you want planetary currency, because you're really going to get nothing else out of it. Because it used to be you used that to turn into the vendor and buy whatever weapons they have and try to get better stuff that way, but now it's like, I don't even care about that shit. Like, it's all garbage for the most part. All blue fucking nonsense. So, you do that, and then they have the flashpoint, which is now tracked by the vendor as well, but only viewed by going to the vendor on the map and hovering over it, and then it tells you what your percentage is, which is really weird, because it used to show you in your directory when you held down the left trigger, it brought up saying percentage.
Yes.
Now you actually have to go to the map, which is like, it sounds stupid, but it's like, I can't do it at a glance. I have to do it by pulling up the map, finding the vendor, hovering over it to see it, and you can't track that. It's really weird.
But it's fucking dumb. Why would you change shit like that? What importance was there to changing that?
I tell you too, I have no idea. Like,
because even in the pure fact that, okay, fine, I can no longer just pull up my ghost and see and track those challenges, bounties. Now I have to go buy them. Fine, whatever. Why are they not auto-tracked? There's a lot of problems that I have with this update, and most of them are just that. It's not auto-tracking to the next thing. I mean, hell, when we were playing, and I was sitting there going, you're like, okay, what's our next objective? And I'm like, I don't fucking know, man. There's nothing on my map.
Yeah, because it didn't bring it up in the side anymore.
Because I wasn't auto-tracking it.
Hmm. Well, the missions, you don't have to auto-track. They
no, no, but remember, there was one where it was like... You had to talk to somebody somewhere, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and I was just like, I don't know where she is.
One of the things they do now, when you get a new quest step, and it pops up saying new quest step available, but you have to open your map, give it like a half a second, and the quest step will show up where you need to go. Luckily, we're in the same fucking room. You turn to your right, and there she is. But
yeah, but I didn't see that. Like,
it didn't, it doesn't.
So we ended up exiting out.
And then having to go back in.
It was like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah. That's the only, well, I mean, there's no real quest steps now, for the most part, unless you're doing exotic quests of some sort. But those you have to manually track. You don't have to manually track them. You can add them to track them if you want to. Like, especially like, if you're doing the pinnacle weapon stuff for, like, Gambit or Crucible or the Vanguard ones. You get item in your not objectives, whatever that fucking first menu is called. You select one and you can do. The problem is, like, you can only do, like, three at a time.
And yet you're going to have, like, an inventory full of them.
You have a ton, yeah. You can have, like, 25 at a time or some nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why don't you just let me track, like, 10? Like, there's a lot I have to do, so why don't you let me track those so I don't have to fucking wait, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you don't, the only reason you track them is so you can pull up your ghost and see it real quick and see your progression on it, versus having to go in your menu, go one menu over, and then find it in your list and blah, blah, blah. But if you're doing like when I was doing the Vanguard one, I couldn't keep all my bounties, which they give you like six or something a day. I couldn't see all those and my progression in my quest and my legendary quest for the pinnacle weapon. I can only do the pinnacle weapon and two bounties. So I had to remember like what exactly I was going for.
Yeah.
Which when there's six of them is like kind of like, oh, what have I done and what I haven't done? So like, you want me to stop in the middle of what I'm doing in the middle of a strike and look at it? You know, I was like, why don't you just give me that option?
But yeah,
whatever. I mean, it's cooler that way, but still, it's fucking dumb that I have to like, you know, for especially for those. Like if not auto tracking bounties is one thing, but like the daily challenges on the planet, which are now bounties, not having those just like, hey, this is the planet, this is the bounties for today on this planet, just pop up there, is kind of weird.
Yeah, why do I have to go purchase them?
Yeah,
it seems very. It's not even like it's a significant amount of glimmer that you're spending on. It's like 250 glimmer.
Yeah, they're not expensive at all.
It's like it's more of an inconvenience and it's kind of stupid.
It's more of like I should just be able to go there and get them and not have to spend money on them.
It really is.
But, you know, whatever. But other than that, I mean, I really do like it and I don't mind a grind. Like you're in a grind. Like you play the game, you have to progress through to do certain things. You have to do certain tasks.
It's the point of the game.
Yeah, and that's the idea behind it. Now, the one thing about the pinnacle weapons that drives me insane is the fact of how many games they require you to play of a certain thing. Like, I had to do for the pinnacle weapon for... The pinnacle weapon for Crucible is fucking madness in general, because you have to get, like, so many points and so many kills of grenade kills, multi-kills, these multi-kill medals. Then you have to, like, reach a certain rank, which means you just have to keep playing. And obviously, you do competitive, you get more points versus the quick play. But then, for like Gambit, you have to do 40 Gambit matches as one of the requirements.
Jesus.
Now, mind you, in that, like I've done 12 or 13 Gambit matches, and I've pretty much just maxed out my three other requirements. And the first one that went down is actually the one I thought was going to be the hardest to get, which is like powerful enemies. Then I realized like stage three and two and three of Gambit, you're going to run into a shit ton of those dudes anyway. So you like you bust through the 100 or the 20 or is it 25 powerful enemies. I was like, well, that seems. I thought they're going to be like the bosses or whatever. I was like, that's going to be a fucking ton. Like, Jesus. But you don't have to win matches. You don't have to win 40 matches. You just have to play 40 matches. Jesus. But like Gambit is like, unless your team or the other team wins the first two rounds, you don't go to a third round. You're looking at like 15, 20 minutes of game. And you have to do that 40 times. So, like, you really need to go with your friends, because if you're doing that solo, just getting thrown in with you being one random on another team, or otherwise you just being put it with three randoms. Like, I started doing it, I was like, fuck it, I don't even care about winning or losing anymore, like, cause it doesn't matter. I just need the time in to do the matches, and I need the fucking auto-rifle kills and the auto-multi-kills. That's all I'm going in for. I don't even care. Like, Gambit's a really fun thing to play with your friends, where you can coordinate and actually, like, plan it well. But if you're playing with randos, it gets super frustrating because they're like, a lot of them suck. And a lot of them don't like have a plan. And it just makes it super frustrating. And they're like stealing your kills. And I'm like, this makes it even harder. But I mean, other than that, it's still fun, but like that part's not fun. And like the one for the strikes, I did do 40 strikes. And I was like, and I burnt through like the fusion rifle kills and the arc kills, and it was just that fucking having to do 40 of them. And there's no limit per day you can do on any of these, but it's, I mean, that's hours of gameplay. Like a strike can be anywhere from like, if you're speed running them, it can be like anywhere from like 5 minutes, but like you need those kills, and some of these assholes aren't even fucking doing this. Like, I'm just gonna run through it. And so like they're like, you can't in one place get enough kills, like at, like, so it was frustrating. But like I used a fusion rifle called the Telesto, which is a exotic, and that thing fucking destroys enemies like stupidly fast. But I used that, luckily I got through my kills and I got through my arc kills pretty quickly. But it's like having to do 40 fucking matches, I was like,
that's 40 matches you have to beat.
Yeah, those ones you actually have to complete, like, all the way through. And it is fucking, unless you're doing some friends, but still, that's a lot of time to be spending just on that. Like, I was like, maybe if I do, like, 10 a day for 4 days, then I was like, Yeah, but that's like...
That's a lot. It's like...
Even if they're 5 minutes,
yeah,
that's an hour of just that, mm-hmm, you know? And that's waiting for it to load. I mean, that's just... That's not including that. That was like... And then, like, for some reason, like, it's super broken when you're playing with randos because, like, you get thrown into a map you just did. So, like, I end up doing, like, the same, like, three or four maps multiple times. And some of them were in a row. But I would do, like, the Warden of Nothing, like, three times in a row because I'd be playing by myself, but matches make me with two other people. And just because they haven't done it doesn't mean I'm going to have to do it, you know what I mean? So, like, then it throws me back into it. I'm like...
It gets boring and monotonous.
You're fucking killing me. Then it was joining me within a match that already had two people that were already progressing through the mission. So like there's all these enemies I don't get a chance to kill.
Oh.
So I'm like, I can't even get the kills I need to progress because they've already gone through, and if you've already passed an area, there's no enemies there anymore. Or they killed them all, yeah, which most of them are speedrunning them because why, I have no idea. I don't understand speedrunning it. There are certain things if you speedrun, you get a certain triumph or whatever for, but most of the strikes, you're doing them to try to get loot, and if you're not killing things, you're not getting loot. Because there's a loot table, and that loot table is you have to kill so many people to get different colored engrams. And if you're not killing people, you're not filling that, yeah, that table to get that stuff. So, like, when you start complaining about RNG, you're not giving RNG a chance to give you anything because you're literally not killing anything. You're just trying to run past them. And yeah, so a lot of strikes have walls where you have to get to a certain point, kill like a mini boss or whatever, and then go past it. But it's like otherwise they just kind of run through it. I'm like, you're fucking killing me. Like, why are you playing this game if you're not going to play the game?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I finished the strike. No, you didn't. You ran through a strike. You didn't kill. The fun part of this game is killing things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to kill aliens with swords and bow and arrows. Like, it's ridiculous to say I'm going to kill a space alien with a fucking bow and arrow. But I'm going to do it. Because it's fucking hilariously fun. And he's just running through it. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, you're not playing this game. Like, you like just, I just need to get through so I can get my engram. Like, no, man. Like, why don't you enjoy your time here?
Yeah.
That's what sucks. And even, like, when I'm playing with Derek, he does the same thing a lot of times. Especially he's on Mercury. He just tries to run for it. Because, like, there's no... really no blocks between going from the beginning to the end, except yeah, for like certain ones that have like ones at the end you have to progress through. But like when you're in an infinite forest, you can just run through, open the gates, and just keep going through.
Yeah.
But then that fucks everyone behind you because then there's like all those enemies are all generated between then and now, and all of them are just going to fucking point at you because you're behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super dumb. I don't get it. Like, I don't... Why are you playing a game if you're not going to actually play the game? Why don't you just pay money? Oh, that's right, they do.
Yeah.
You actually can't play to win in this game. You can pay to look cool, though. It just drives me insane.
Fair enough.
It just makes me mad because it's like, why are you spending your time? And I realize you're not trying to spend your time doing it, but like you're just wasting my time trying to enjoy the game and have fun and kill things in cool ways and blow stuff up. And you're just like, I'm going to run.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But whatever. That's just me. But the grind is real for show. Like, they ain't joking around.
But it's a fun game, and you would suggest it towards people?
I do. I suggest it all the time to people. And I say it's fun to play by yourself, but it's way more fun to play with other people. At least one other person, if not two other people. Which really bothers me still to this day, Bungie, by the way, if you're listening.
Why is it fucking three? Yeah.
Why is it three people? Why is it a fire team of three for regular casual play? It should be four.
Yeah.
It should always be four. I get it. If you go into a raid, it's six. That's fucking cool. There's six of you, right? But even some of the activities in the raid only have four positions you can do things in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only a need for four people, but they give you six, so you have extra people to do things and resurrect people and blah, 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 right? Why isn't the regular game... There's nothing that stops you from having a... Like, why can't you have a fourth person? If we're playing the fire team, a full fire team of three people... And we jump into, like, just a public area, and we're doing public events and stuff, right? There's multiple people. There can be up to 25 people on a map consistently. That right there tells me that's not a multiple of three. Do the math real quick. Divide 25 by three. Nope. It doesn't come out even. Why three? What the fuck is three? The only thing I know of is because there's three classes, and there's three leaders of the Vanguard. There's a Titan Vanguard, there's a Hunter Vanguard, and a Warlock Vanguard. It's the only fucking reason why. But you don't have to have each one of those in your fire team.
No.
You can be all Warlocks, you can be all Hunters, you can be all Titans, you can be a smattering of all of them. Like when we were running, I was a Warlock, you're a Hunter, he's a Titan.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, we have all of them. Why can't I have a fourth person?
Yeah, add Taj in there. Oh, it's another Titan.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Cool. Yeah. Gambit. Four.
It's the thing that I never understood about the game, exactly as you're pointing out. Like, all of your public spaces, you can only do three, but every time you hopped into a some sort of, Crucible or something like that, it was
more
a team
than,
of four.
Yep, four to six.
And it's like...
Or two.
Why?
Whatever, but, you know.
Why?
Yeah, like... You,
why is
Gambit's
it
four,
increase?
Right?
Okay.
Strike is six. I mean, raid is six. Everything else is three. I don't understand it. I don't understand why every other game you play that has co-op
is four player co-op. It's been standard for years.
Division.
Forever.
Four player co-op.
You either do two player, four player.
Yeah.
You don't do three.
Fuck, sorry, I don't get it. Is it that much harder to put in a fucking fourth person? Like...
Apparently for Bungie it is.
In a raid, you can have six. And all six of those people can pop their supers at the same time. The game doesn't break. Why the fuck can't I have a fourth person for other things?
Right.
Like, if we jump into a game of Gambit, it's four players. If you don't have four players, you have three, they're going to give you a rando.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't I just have four people? Like, why can't I have up to four people in a fire team? Because I can run around by myself, I can run around with another friend, but up to a third friend, that's it.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I mean, you play two-on-two in a basketball game, that's just me, right? I mean, like, I don't understand it. Why is that a thing?
Well, especially since, like you mentioned, we're preconditioned for four on every online...
Or just even numbers in general?
Yeah, but like... Every major game, you...
Four-player co-op.
Four-player co-op. Like, since online gaming became, like, a thing...
You do two,
you do, or you do four. You do four. Yeah. Like, the fact that it's three, it's just...
It's maddening. It's maddening. It's like... And the reason why... one of the biggest things to me is the reason why it bothers me the most. If you're doing a strike and you have four people, that's two sets of two that can team up and help each other.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to, like... do that, one person has to be bouncing back and forth trying to give support to the other person or like resurrect them or revive them, whatever. But if you had four, you could literally divide everything up and be two here and two here and like stagger each other, like, oh, I went down, Joe come and pick me up, Mike went down, Taj gonna pick him up or whatever. Yeah. Right, like, it just makes it easier. But there's nothing in the game that negates having three players.
Yeah,
there's like, it's not like you have to have a three player ship. We all have our own ships. We all have our own sparrows. Like, there's no reason to have three in a fire team, but then every other activity that has multiple people is at least four.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing Rumble, it's 2v2, but that's, again...
But still, two...
Four people.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, Crucible, for example, right? If you do Crucible, it's two teams of six. That's 12. Divided by four is what? Even number.
Yeah.
You're not leaving an odd person out. You know what I mean? Yes, it's two teams of three each, but it's like... Or six friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so much easier to play with another person or another two people than it is to play with three people.
Yeah.
You know? And it sucks because, like, the other night, I was playing with the guys from work, and we were doing Gambit stuff, which is four, right? Well, then we wanted to do a high level of, like, fire team thing. It's only three.
Mm-hmm.
So we then had to kick someone out. Lucky he was gonna go to bed anyways, and he was gonna play Gambit until Jake got there. But then we were playing with the four people, and when Michael dropped out, my other friend Michael, not this Michael, George had to then go do something else because we added Jake because he was gonna do the three person thing with us. But we could have drug George through with us because it would have been four people.
Yeah, and he just would have been a bonus person.
Yeah, right. I'm like, I don't get it. I just don't understand why they got this stuck with three. It's just so uneven.
Yep.
I mean, I don't. It just drives me insane. I know nobody that goes, oh, I really wish I had just two other friends.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, no, bro. Like, every other game, it's always four. It's either two or four every single time. Split screen, two or four. Multiplayer, yep. Two or four. I don't know. Whatever. It's just, that's just, that's my gripe. And the fact that, like, I did a heroic public event all by myself and got planetary currency and glimmer out of a chest. That's it. Not even blue items.
Not good enough.
Like, I didn't get any drops from the enemies. Yeah, right. I didn't get any drops from the bosses.
Look, I did on heroic, but obviously you didn't do it well enough.
So the one I did, I've done it several times when this happened, but the one I did literally yesterday was the giant cabal drill with the fiery dome that comes over the top of it. You have to shoot the vents out. I did that by myself. By myself. Soloed it. And I launched it early before the three waves of fiery shield.
Mm-hmm.
Still got nothing but planetary currency, four of them, and glimmer, which I couldn't even pick up because I was maxed.
Yeah.
I was no drops from any bad guys. Not even a blue drop from like the boss. But then another one where we're doing the escalation protocol on Mars, and I kill the big boss. He drops two purples and a blue. I go open the box, planetary currency and glimmer. That's
because you got the two purples and a blue.
I was like, are you fucking, on, how is this broken? At least give me blue so I can dismantle that garbage and get weapon parts. They didn't give me that. I can't even fucking guarantee that I'm going to get weapon parts out of it, which I need to do other stuff in the game. Yeah, like, upgrade my shit.
Their loot system is obviously broken.
And it's like,
when it comes to stuff like that. Because even before Forsaken update, I remember doing that, having that stuff happen too, where it's just like, especially, was it Mercury? Mars? Whatever the one with with just the one public event in the center.
Mercury. Yeah, you had two loot boxes.
Where you would go through both loot boxes and you're just like, okay, I literally got garbage.
Yeah.
I got planetary currency out of both of them. Like, what's the point of doing the heroic event and getting the second box when you're literally just getting
nothing
out of it?
Yeah.
Like, literally.
All right, get it. If you're not going to give me purple stuff because it does give me shards.
When we were playing last week or whatever it was, I was opening up boxes and just going, oh, there was literally nothing in there for me.
It literally is like, it doesn't even give you like a satisfaction of stuff just building on the side of your screen now when it's planetary currency and glimmer, because they're little icons now. Before it used to be box, right? Now, like, the only time you get a box is when you get items, but you get those so rarely out of them. And the fact, like, they're like, they tweaked the, like, up until when Forsaken first dropped in September, right? I went through all of September, all of October, and most of November never getting an exotic. Jeez. Now, you both know from playing with me for year one of Destiny, I was getting exotics like they were fucking free.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck happened. They're like, we're going to change the loot table, blah, blah, blah. Then they're like, we're going to update, one of the updates we're going to do in October is going to add, like, we're going to guarantee, we're going to limit the amount of doubles you get. I was like, I will take doubles. Give me doubles. That means I'm getting stuff.
Yeah. You're getting stuff that you can feed into other stuff.
Yeah, possibly. Like, at least giving me exotics gives me a chance to get them. I'm not even fucking getting them. So they fixed it, and they're like, we're going to limit, like, duplicates. I've gotten five of the same exotic boots. Like, I'm so happy I'm getting exotics now. When I started getting them, I was getting them left and right again. I got almost all the guns. I got everything, right? Same five pair of fucking boots. Now, they're amazing boots. The problem is I was already wearing them. If I'm currently wearing them, if I have that item in my inventory, the game should not give it to me. If I have that item in my vault, the game should not give it to me.
That would be the idea between the not getting duplicates.
Yes. Part, like, or, I'm fucking wearing them.
Yeah.
If I go to a store and I say, hey, I want to get new shoes, if the person looks at me and says, hey, you should buy those shoes. Why, bro? I'm fucking wearing them. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it. Like, why would that... You're trying to tell me you can't program your game to be like, this dude's wearing Lunafaction boots. You know what we should give him? Lunafaction boots. Four more fucking times.
I want to continue this complaint too, because when we were playing last as well, you know, you have the planetary junk crap that you have to pick up, and so since I am just starting out, Cody's like pointing them out. He's like, "Oh, there's the thing over here, space penis over here."
They look like space
penises. And I would literally run up and be like, "Dude, no, there's not." He's like, "Yes, there is." I'm like, "No, no, there's not." Comes to find out, that as soon as he would pick it up, if I'm not standing right there next to him, it would disappear.
And what's really weird is that does not happen when I play with Jake and Derek. I've never noticed, because we'll be running around like in the Lost City or in the Awokens area, and they have these things. I yell out purple tree because they're little purple trees. I'm like, purple tree, and I run over and I grab it, right? They'll come over and get it with no problems. They'll grab it. I'll come in and get it. I don't know what was happening that day. It was just literally just going away as soon as we were opening it. But the chests weren't doing that.
The chests weren't doing that. No, it was literally just whatever those planetary collectibles were. And you saw it reversed for me as well.
Yeah, because I let you pick that one up, and then I waited, and it, sure enough, disappeared. I was like,
you just see it shrivel up, and it's like, the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, well, this is so weird. Yeah. I don't know if it was like weird thing like that day the game was just weirdly broken or what, or it's like he's too new, he doesn't need it yet.
Maybe it was just broken because, like you said, the loot, the chest, just the planetary chest, where it's like, yeah, I literally got nothing out of that, man.
Yeah, oh dude, it's fucking maddening. And then other times I'll open a regular planetary chest and I'll get like a purple item. I'm like, how am I getting a random purple item out of something when I can't do it? I can't get a purple item when I fucking beat a heroic public event by myself.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten all the stuff to be able to do this by myself, and I did it. I didn't get shit. I was like, why the fuck am I on... Why am I doing this right now? Like, I didn't even need to do that public event. I did that public event because I like killing things. And that public events have a lot of things I can kill. So I killed everything. I was murdering stuff that was just trying to run away. I was like, don't run! Don't run, my bullets travel.
Don't run, I need another pair of those boots.
Yeah. I was like, and like if I would have got another pair of boots. If I would have got another pair of Lunafaction boots, I would have been mad, but actually almost just okay with it.
At least because I got something.
I could have a chance to get enhancement cores out of it, but I'm going to get guaranteed legendary shards out of it, and I'm going to get weapon parts. But if you get nothing except for glimmer, which I couldn't pick up, and planetary currency, which I have like 999 of them.
I will say, from a person that just jumped back in as well, having to have cores is garbage in order to do infusions because you don't run into them very much.
You do, well, you don't run into them much, yeah.
But
you
have to do bounties to get them. Yes, but yes. As a person that is just starting out and it's like, oh, I'm getting this stuff that I can feed into my other stuff, I can't do it because I have to have these cores.
Yeah, that's the thing that does... So here
I'm now sitting on all of this... I literally just started dismantling it because I wouldn't know when I'm going to get a core.
Yeah.
Enough cores to start infusing things.
Yeah, that's the thing. When it first happened, I was like, cool, I'm glad when they switched it and I can get more cores. But before that, the thing is like Derek and Jake are like, well, you just care about too much what you look like. Yeah, I do. Why? Because it's my character. Mm-hmm. I want to look cool. I think it looks cool. I want to look like a fucking space wizard that loves the Joker. I want to dress in purple and green, and I find armor that has the perks I want, right? No,
and he's right, because I, for my stuff, I put time in the Crucible in order to get all that Crucible armor that I really thought was cool. Because
it looks cool,
and
right?
I want to keep it.
Yeah, so like in the new ones with random rolls, I get the random rolls I want that work for the playstyle I want with the bows and the rocket launcher reserves and all these different things, right? Why the fuck would I give that up when I got a good roll in armor for some random piece of armor that just has a higher light level?
Yeah.
I should be able to feed that in.
I can't infuse it in there because I'm missing cores.
Exactly. You have to have them to do it. And I'm like, the cool thing about what they do is if you have a certain gun you like, if you get a better one that has better rolls that's a lower light level, you can feed your higher light level into it and it doesn't cost anything but weapon parts and glimmer. Or actually just cost glimmer. Which is cool because it's the same gun, right? But the thing is, I don't get enough of the same things to do that.
Yeah.
That are a higher light level because like... That's not how fucking life works. The gods of RNG are like, hey, shitbird, guess what? We don't think you should be wearing that armor. You should wear this armor that looks like shit. Or this helmet has a fucking top knot on it because I want to look like a douche with a fucking top knot.
Is that real?
There's a helmet, a warlock helmet that has literally a man bun on it.
That's awful.
I always thought...
The front of it looks so cool. You'd spin it, man bun. I was like, fuck you! Fuck you, space people!
It's weird with how like powerful the games are that you can't just customize the look on any piece of gear.
Hey, you want to hear best thing about Anthem? You fucking can. So much so, every piece of armor, you can change the material it's made of. So if you get a fucking dope cape, make it look metal. Nice. That shit will fucking wave.
That was
wind.
Always kind of annoying.
And you can make any color. You don't have to worry about. You can have. So like right now with Destiny, not to cut you off, with Destiny, I have to have a certain shader to put on every single item I want that color, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's random what part of that armor is going to turn what color.
Yes, that's annoying.
So I can't guarantee. I want most of my armor to be purple with highlights of green.
Right.
Crapshoot of what that armor is going to look like with it. Because they give you four colors on that fucking shader, but I don't know which one's primary because I don't know what armor consists of what part of that armor is going to be the primary color.
Primary, secondary, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Right? Anthem, on the other hand, which comes out in March of next or February of next year, so a couple months away, I can choose every color. I can make custom colors. It gives me the 6 points on every piece of armor that can be colored in different ways. So if I want to be just all black or a day, I can do it.
That's dope. Yeah. That's what it should be. Because you can't, because we've always gone through this where you more so on this game, but even with
Division,
it was like, this gear is obviously way better, but it looks odd with like the rest of your shit. And you want your character to look dope when you're going through, right? You know what I mean? So always, and then they announced like, oh, you can get spray paints and it'll change the color. And I was thinking, oh, great. I can again, black out everything.
Yep.
Fucking everything that's some obnoxious, ugly ass, bright yellow or orange or something would be hilarious.
But just the guns and not all the guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the guns. And then like, so your bag's still weird. Your holsters are still weird. It's like, well.
Yeah.
This doesn't help your character look cool at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. And the crazy thing about, like, you don't realize how much it changes the look of something. So they did a tech demo where they showed off, they streamed the customization of, and it's a 40-minute long video, so I don't recommend watching the whole thing, but it is very interesting to watch. But the detail you can do to add in, the dude made himself look like a predator.
Oh, sweet.
He had a certain amount of, a certain gear, like a certain armor set, I can't remember the name of it, and I think it's the ones you get for pre-ordering it, that he changed the color scheme. He looked like Predator from Predator 1.
That's so dope.
So he had that mole green like look, that pasty, gross green that he has for his skin underneath the fishnets. But he had that bronzish brown material, like his helmet. And the helmet has that weird shape, but it didn't stand out to me until he changed one layer of it, and then a second layer, and then the other one was like silver. I was like, oh my god, it's the Predator.
Nice.
And then he did one that looked like a Mandalorian. Same armor, but changed the color and made it look like a Mandalorian. That's, I was like, dope. Oh my god.
That is dope.
And the fact that like all four of your javelins have different builds, but every single piece of armor changes the way that build looks. So you can mix and match the armor, and it doesn't change your effects. So I can wear any armor I want in any pattern, in any setup, but it's the mods that I put on the armor that change the attributes of the armor.
Yeah.
So if I find a cool looking helmet, but it's not the same armor as my legs, there's no drawback to it.
Yeah.
There's no benefit other than the fact that I can make them look however I want. And I was like, there's a guy who did like he called it the taxi cab, and he was yellow and black, and then his cape on the, because he was playing the essentially their version of the Warlock. And it has this cape that like flows behind him. And he did it checkered.
Nice.
It was a pattern you can do. It was checkered. It was black and white checkered. And I was like, oh, taxi cab. I get it now.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other one did like made it silver, but made it look like it was like a chrome. So it's shiny, which is super fucked up in the lighting because like it started reflecting. I was like, fuck away from what is wrong with you? But he was able to make it look like that. Then a guy did another one where he was like essentially like War Machine. But it was like that gunmetal color.
Yeah.
But then he changed certain surfaces to be reflective. I was like, what? There's so much detail just in the cosmetic. And they have nothing to do with anything. In the armor, the cool thing about the armor was the fact that you didn't need a full set of one thing to give a certain benefit. Like Division has it, right? You have you have this one holster on. You can't use an attribute from the other pieces of armor, but that holster or gloves or whatever it was. I think it was gloves, actually. It was the MC Skull Gloves.
Where if you had, you couldn't have a set.
Yeah.
If you, yeah.
If you had the set, it turned off the intrinsic skill of the gloves.
No, I think it was the other way around. If you
whichever gloves, it was a drawback to it.
Set yeah. Bonuses.
So you couldn't have a set bonus because you have those gloves on.
Yeah.
But those gloves gave you a benefit to have. So I was like, that's fucking dumb, right?
Yeah.
Destiny has the same thing.
But the gloves were really good.
Yeah. So I want the gloves.
You had to kind of dismantle your gear.
Yeah.
That you fucking spent all this time making sure you had the right pieces of the right shit. Yeah.
I want all the Lone Star stuff, or I want all the fire stuff, whatever, right? Destiny does the same thing. There's a whole set of armor you get from the Dreaming City that have a cursed mod on them. That cursed mod only takes effect when you're in the Dreaming City, but the way to get rid of that curse is you have to, every time you, if you wear a piece of that armor that has that mod and you go through the raid, it dechants that armor, that mod, and becomes beneficial to have it, right? But you have to do all that to get that done, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that's okay, whatever, grinding for it, right? But I don't like the way it looks. I can't take that mod off those armor and put it on something else.
Yeah.
It just goes away. Because it's made for that set of armor. But I'm like, but I don't like the way it looks.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't... Like, why can't I just have a look and then have mods? That's what Anthem does.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Anthem doesn't limit you to... Because at first I thought it would limit you to playstyle. Like, there is, like, if you're, like, the Interceptor, you can't use heavy weapons, right? But he's a light frame, so I understand that. But that's the playstyle.
Yeah.
If you want to have the heavy weapons, you need to be...
Whatever the juggernaut thing
you need, and you need the Colossus or a hunter. I get it. That's that. Okay, fine. Or a ranger, not hunter. That's Destiny. So I get it. Like, but then there's ones that Colossus can only use, which makes sense because that's what they're for. They're a tank. They're designed to do that, right? Yeah. They're supposed to use heavy weapons. But I'm like, I want. Why can't you just give me the freedom to look how I want to look? If I want to wear all purple gear, I should be able to wear all purple gear. And make all the stuff I carry purple. Or if I want all my guns to be neon yellow.
Oh, and by the way, you shouldn't be limited to the number of shaders that you have on hand.
Yes.
If I should just have that one shader, and it should be able to apply it to everything. I shouldn't have to have five or six different shaders.
But if I want to have a different shader on my guns, I should be able to do that.
Yes.
Now, the nice thing about Destiny, what they did is you can now rebuy shaders that you've already collected from your collections,
which is better, but it took them over a year in order over to do that.
Yeah, for sure. That was year two stuff. So I mean there's a lot of issues. I mean, I have issues with every video game. Everyone has any issues with every video game, but it's like, oh no,
where'd that come from?
in your thing. It's just like there's a lot of things. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, when you're making this game, doesn't this apply? Like, don't you think that this is the way it should be?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's some weird things. Like, it just. I've never made a video game, and I'm never going to make a video game. Unless someone wants to, you know, let me be an idea person, then I'll give you plenty of ideas.
Oh, yeah.
But it drives me insane that, like, the little things, like, not giving me an item every time I do something, at least, like, the minimum item. Like, an item. Give me an item. Yes, it's fucking garbage, and I wouldn't even use that if I was a low level. Unless it was a higher level and I didn't have any good guns. But like, I shouldn't be limited to how I want to play. Especially a game where like that, where there isn't a specific weapon that I can't use. If I want to use all sniper rifles, they gave me that ability. I can run with three sniper rifles. I have kinetic, energy, and power. I could do that if I wanted to. Why you would do that, I have no fucking clue.
Joe would. He loves sniper rifles.
I probably would.
Yeah.
For fun.
But I mean,
this run.
Yeah, I wouldn't go into a raid or anything.
But then you limit me how I can look because I can't change the color or the attributes to that certain armor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. You have random rolls for the armor, right? I should be able to re-roll them or not be limited to wearing just that set of armor if I want to upgrade it.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, cool. I don't like the way this looks, but I like those perks. Fuck what I look like, right? I guess I'm just going to wear these because they have these perks on them. So every time I get a new set of, like, another version of what I'm already wearing, I, like, stop what I'm doing, and I'm like, look at it real quick. Does it have better rolls on it? If it does, I'm like, I switch to it and then feed that other one into it.
Yeah.
Because it only clocks cost Glimmer, and I like the way it looks because, like, it looks fucking cool. But I want to be able to be how I want to look and how it looks, but my playstyle.
Yeah.
Which, you give me a lot of that, but, like, you limit so much because I like a certain type of gun that, like, I have to then work to get that gun.
Well, every player on any of these games where you have different styles of and different character, you know, classifications, everyone, like, even when we all played The Division, it was like, I want super high health and a short impact, you know, a high impact gun because I'm fucking like to run and just do as much damage as I can and hopefully clear out enough for you guys to heal me when I eventually die, for sure. You know what I mean? But, like, that's how I like to play. Joe always has a fucking good sniper rifle on him. You know what I mean? Like, we all have our preferences. Mm-hmm. And our group usually tends to work out pretty well, you know?
Why? Because there's four of us.
Yeah, right. Weird, right, how that works?
Anthem, guess how many players you get?
I mean, four. Oh, man.
Four.
Right. I wish it was five. Four is all right, though. Four will work,
I guess, if you have to.
But Anthem is, like, literally, I think, a game made for the art, like, the collateral damage crew. I believe it is.
Yeah.
Because
when's it come out?
February. So if you, like, for example, like, I'll give you an example real quick, and we'll wrap it up because we're definitely well over.
Yep, we're long.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, boom.
Wink. Because they can't see me, so
talking about dicks.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Joe's confused. He's like, wait,
no,
what are
I'm,
talking about?
I'm looking at how bad
the oh yeah it does is. That
anyway
well, that
what's matter. Your last point?
So, like, with in Anthem, there's four different javelins, right? There's the Ranger, the Colossus, the Interceptor, and the Storm. The Storm is like a warlock. It has elemental powers. It shoots things and throws lightning bolts, uses rifles and like submachine guns, right? That's me, faux show.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Interceptor, which uses small arms but close quarters. And its special ability is it turns pretty close to being invulnerable, runs around, knifes people, right? That's pretty cool. You have the Ranger, which is all around, can use a variety of different weapons, has ranged attacks for supers, pretty fast in a way, pretty robust. That's like a Joe type of run. Then you have the Colossus, which is totally Mike, mm-hmm. and totally fucking probably going to be Taj.
Yeah.
Because you have heavy weapons.
Mm.
So when you get in close, you literally can just hold down the button and just turn in a circle and murder everything in sight. But then you're a tank. You're a literal tank. You're slower. You have a charge that pulls out a shield and just runs through shit. And you have a giant mortar.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Sold me. Sold. Sir.
Like,
sold me.
You, all of them can fly. All
I thought you were
going to
tell me I was the guy that runs up and knifes people. No. I was like, eh, I like
I don't
melee.
Know if any of us... Joe might go towards that because it is kind of cool, much like the Hunter class is.
Because I like knifing people.
It's super
fun. I like
it's fun.
Wait till you melee get the new damage ones, by the way. Is my favorite thing.
The new solar one for Hunter is called Blade Barrage.
Yeah.
You jump in the air and you throw a thing of knives and it just does a stunning amount of damage.
Nice.
But your new melee attack is a knife throw that can recharge and some of them give you a double.
Yeah.
And the hunt Titan one is a hammer and you can actually re-pick the hammer up. So if you throw it, if it doesn't go too far away, it gives you like a good couple seconds to run over and pick it up again and it's instantly recharged.
Oh, that's dope.
So, like, you're next to someone, instead of, like, boom, my forced melee is gone, I have to wait for it to recharge, I can do normal melees. Nah, just walk over, pick your hammer up, and do it again.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, anyhow, we're getting that wrap-up from our producer. We got you? Yeah, we get good in the box? All right, cool. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. Like normal, comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. I think he was going to forget to say Mike. He's like... Mike. And that's it for this week's episode, everybody. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing.